3-day weekends are better. Andrew Yang says the U.S. should seriously consider switching to a 4-day work week to boost people's mental health. What is wrong with that? More importantly, what should our response be as Christians? Should we be for it? Should we be against it? Today, we're going to have a biblical response. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, subscribing on YouTube, liking. Really appreciate all of that. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put in HTB in the memo field like you see behind me under the Kingsman Grooming Products box. Oh, man. If you got some Kingsman Grooming Products lately, go over to kingsmangroomingpros.com. And then go over to the Fight Laugh Feast Network, flfnetwork.com. Become a member. Go sign up for the conference coming October? Yeah, October 1st through 3rd, Nashville, Tennessee. I hope to see you there. I hope to meet you. And I would love to hear how this show has blessed you. And if you have any feedback, pushback, you know, I was getting tons of great feedback about my Marxist burqa show. Toby Sumter mentioned in his blog. They talked about Cross Politic. I love it. Thank you for all of you did that. Some of you guys gave me some pushback. Debated about it on Parler and Twitter and on Facebook, I think, as well. Maybe I should do a show talking about some of those responses as well, because I think that's important. Because now what's coming around the pike, coming around the corner, I'll just say coming around the corner. What's coming around the corner is vaccinations. The New York bar and a bunch of attorneys in New York are lobbying to mandate vaccines for COVID-19. That's right. That's going to be the next battle. So are you sure you don't want to make a stand on this face mask thing? Well, maybe we should reconsider. All right. So as Christians, what should our response be to Andrew Yang? Because he's saying this is a mental health issue, guys. And we really should be loving our neighbor by not making them work 5 days a week. That would be torturous. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go there. But how should we think about this? And before we, dive into the mental health issue and those things, I just want to talk about the framework from how I understand it. And I would love your feedback, especially you Reformed folk, because this has been my own theory and not my Reformed theory, but it kind of aligns with you, the Reformed people, and celebrating the Lord's Day and intentionally celebrating it. See, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he did it in a week-long setting. And from my understanding, the week doesn't make sense in any other context except from the creation story. That is, we have a day that's determined by the sun, the 24-hour period. We have months, seasons, and we have years. And from what I understand, and I could be wrong because I'm not a science guy, that those all of those different things, those time frames besides the week, can be basically apprehended or learned from creation. But the week is different. Regardless of that, it's just kind of just like a, you know, fun-filled tip. We don't even need that because we go to the Bible and we see that God created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, which means he created on the first day, which would be our Sunday, second day, Monday, so on and so forth until Saturday where he had a rest. And then he mandated a rest, the Sabbath, for our health, for our mental health, but also for the symbolism of entering the rest that we will enter in eventually in Christ. But then Christ came, died for our sins. So when we put our trust in him, the church started meeting on the Lord's Day. That is the first day of the week, Sunday. Things still were created. Things work was still to be done on that day, but it was for the Lord. It was the Lord's work. And that for me, in my mindset, this is how the weekend is formed for me and my family. Saturday is our day of rest, where we are purposefully resting and relaxing in the Lord, being an example to ourselves and to those around us of the rest that we enter from our works, that we don't need to please God, and the ultimate rest that we will enter in heaven someday. And Sunday is the Lord's day, but it is a day where we work unto the Lord. We give our first fruits to the Lord, and that is specifically to the body of Christ, that we are working to edify. We are working to bless. We are working to be the body of Christ together, to worship the Lord, to bless the Lord, and to bless those around us. So we have a 5-day work week in the sense of we are working at our jobs, but we have our Saturday, the rest day, our Sabbath day, because the Lord rested on the seventh day in creation. And because it is a type, it is a picture of the rest we have in Christ. The first day of the week is given to the Lord. Our first fruits are given to the Lord. We give them by blessing the church, coming together as a body, singing to the Lord, and making it a day of celebration and rejoicing and all those things. That's how I think about it. That's how I believe Scripture thinks about it and wants us to form the work week. So when we say, or when we hear something like 3-day weekends, we have an actual foundation to answer him. And it's not, well, I just don't think that's cool. It's, well, what does the Bible say? And if it's about the Marxist burqa masks, if it's about mandatory vaccines, if it's about abortion, if it's about work weeks, if it's about profit sharing, if it's about church discipline, whatever it is, our first thought when we hear something like this is, well, what does God say about it? And we can go to the Scriptures, where all that we need for godliness, for living a life of godliness, exists. Even the answer to a 3-day weekend. And we can say, that's not how God set it up. That's not the example God gave us. That's not the pictures that God wants to portray to us. That's not the pictures he wants us to live through and be an example of. So I'm going to say, no, that is not a good idea, because God has set something up for us that has worked for a long period of time. Now, I want to address the mental health aspect of this. And before I do, I want to say, because this is a Business Insider article, and if you go back to the beginning of the show and listen to, I read the title, and you can put that into Google search if you want to see the specific article, where he says, oh, I just realized this is kind of an old article from May 26th. I guess that's just 2 months, right? That's not too outdated, but it still plays. This is still being pitched. But he says, some studies have shown 4-day work weeks increase worker satisfaction and productivity. Now, this is the thing with the left. This is the thing, and because he was a Democrat nominee, I know he's a left-wing guy, and he's obviously for socialism and the social policy of, what was that, $1,000 a month or something like that? Yang bucks. That they worship studies. But you will notice this, that it's some studies have shown, not conclusively or all studies, but even if it did, that doesn't mean anything, because science isn't our God. And just because studies can prove something doesn't mean that's how we should be doing it. But it's just incredibly interesting and scary to me at the same time. It's scary to me at the same time, guys, that we are willing to change things because some studies have shown. You know, they always critique us at the Bible for the reliability of the Scripture. It's always not reliable, but we're willing to completely change our habits, our work, our culture based on some studies. It's just a hypocritical stance by the secularists that just drives me nuts. Okay, so what does the Bible say about work and mental health? And this is another advantage that we have as Christians, because we have a biblical framework. What does the Bible say about working and mental health? Well, one of the biggest things that we need to understand as Christians is, this is going to sound crazy, but it's not about us. Working isn't about our mental health. In fact, in the New Testament, Paul encourages the slaves to work unto their masters as unto the Lord. Now, I say what you want about a 5-day work week. It's probably better than being a slave in the Roman times. I'm just going to go out on a limb. I'm not a historian. I don't really know everything that went on with the slaves in the Roman times, but I'm going to bet that it's probably a little better in a 5-day work week today than it was back then living in the Romans as a slave. Just a hunch. But what does the Bible say? And again, Scripture is used to apply in everyday life. We can use all of this for our life. It's that we are to work unto the Lord. That is, if we are scrubbing toilets, if we are crunching numbers in an accounting department, if we are doing marketing, We are to do it all unto the Lord. Because he loved us. He gave us an example. He has given us grace and mercy that we haven't deserved. And he bought us with his blood. And so whatever mental health issues we may have from our working conditions, from what we're doing in this context, it's working 5 days a week. We can count it all joy because it doesn't matter if we're working for that jerk boss. It doesn't matter if we're working and we're underpaid. It doesn't matter if it's a difficult situation. We can trust that God is working in our lives and has a plan for us and sees us and knows where we're at and knows what we're going through and knows what we need and can provide for us like the birds in the air and the grass in the field. And he says, and still work like you're working for me. Because that is our ultimate job. Our first primary job is not our profession. It is living for Christ. It's to glorify Christ. It's to proclaim the lordship of Jesus in every area of life, even in your crappy job where you think you may be getting mental health issues from. But God says, adjust your mind and work unto me because I am doing things in this situation. I am using all this for good for those who are called according to my purpose. So your mental health isn't the priority here. Now, if you're being abused, if you're like locked up, that's a whole nother situation. Don't think you need to endure those kinds of abuses. And I'm talking about literal abuse here. I'm not talking about like trigger or whatever, micro triggers or whatever they call microaggressions. I'm using the actual term for abuse. That we are to work unto the Lord. Now, in addition to this, I want you to think about this, is if you do not enjoy where you work, if you are thinking that your job is a mental health issue, well, one, pray about it and see where you think God wants you to be. Have an open mind. Start thinking through solutions. Start thinking about ways that you can move jobs, move bosses, develop skills in a new career, and start working towards that goal. Oh my gosh, I can't. I work 40 hours a week. I work full time. I don't have time to do other things. I have a family. I'm doing all these other responsibilities. I just don't have time. That is a lie. If you were serious enough and if you wanted it enough, you could make it work. You know how I know that? Almost every single person I know that's successful right now that is making moves and building careers in things they love have been doing it or had done it while they were working in a job they hated or a job that they just, you know, didn't really have a passion for, but it paid the bills. They were doing multiple jobs at once. This is another lie that happens in the media and in the world where it's like, oh, I don't know how you can survive on minimum wage, or oh, I don't know how you can survive on just one job. How are you going to ever make it and be successful like all the rich people with just a normal 9-to-5 job? You can't. And the truth is a lot of people that are successful have done it through hustle and through taking initiative and making sacrifices and making the time and effort to develop their careers in something they love. So if you are working a job that you just can't stand, that is hard for you, that is bitter, you hate those Mondays, you look forward to those Fridays, those weekends are a relief, and just the week sucks, do something about it. Pray about it and see where God wants to lead you. See where God could use you and use your skills. Because I do think that God wants you and will eventually lead you, if you're faithful and obedient to him, to a place where he will change your heart or he will change your circumstances where you can be joyful and have that overflowing spirit. Because ultimately, I think a joyful spirit is the most contagious thing and the way that God can use people the most. And doesn't, you know, it's really hard to proclaim the gospel message when you're all bitter and, you know, all that stuff. But there are things you can do. You're not a victim. Let's not just go after whatever sounds cool. Oh yeah, I'd love to have 3-day weekends because my job sucks. But let's just think biblically. Let's think what God wants us to do, and let's answer a fool according to his folly, and let's have an answer based on the Bible. Always have an account for why. Oh man, I'm butchering that verse. Well, you know, it's my first show of the week. I didn't have one yesterday, so I'm a little rusty. But let's go out and be successful.